Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports 9,305 corona infection cases and 168 deaths in last 24 hours. Health Ministry decides to set up oxygen plants in hospitals having more than 100 beds. International Nursing Day marked amidst pandemic. President Vidya Devi Bhandari praises services of nurses. Prithvi Subba Kurung appointed as Chief Minister of Kentucky Province. And at least 56 people killed in Israeli attack in Gaza Strip. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry reported 9,305 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's active corona cases to 101,000. This is the first time Nepal recorded 100,000 active corona cases in the country. Now Nepal records more than 422,000 cases of corona infection since the pandemic began. The ministry has also reported 168 corona-related deaths in the last 24 hours, pushing the total deaths to 4,252. The ministry says the number of deaths also includes the data shared by the Nepali Army's body disposal units. In the last 24 hours, more than 4,400 people recovered from the infection. Meanwhile, the ministry has decided to set up a test oxygen plant in all hospitals that have more than 100 beds. Addressing press briefing at the ministry today, spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said the health ministry has decided to set up an oxygen plant in all private or public hospitals having more than 100 beds within 15 days hence. The ministry has also decided to provide 10,000 vials of remdesivir received from Bangladesh to financially marginalized patients as per the recommendation of the hospitals. Professor Dr. Gautam further said the government has also decided to sell 22,000 vials of remdesivir at the rate of 4,900 rupees per vial to the corona patients as per the recommendation of doctors. The remdesivir medicines was imported by Iron Healthcare. The ministry has also decided to follow a one-door system to manage the medical supply across the country during this pandemic. The International Nurses Day has been marked throughout the world, including in Nepal today, with the theme Nurses, a Voice to Lead, a Vision for Future Healthcare. On the occasion, President Vidya Devi Bhandari has offered her best wishes on the occasion of the International Nurses Day and the 201st birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale today. She also praised nurses who are at the forefront to fight COVID-19 pandemic. The President took to Twitter and extended her greetings on the occasion while praising sacrifice, dedication and diligence of all nurses who were in the forefront of fight against the corona pandemic. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population Hriday Tripathi also extended greetings on the occasion and thanked all the nurses who had dedicated their services in the treatment of corona patients at this difficult hour. The major opposition party, Nepali Congress, has demanded with the government to arrange aircrafts to ferry medical goods that remains stranded in various airports in China. The medical appliances produced by The medical appliances procured by Nepali companies for COVID-19 response were left unattended in China for lack of aircraft to fly them home. Issuing a press statement today, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Balakrishna Khad urged the government and the authorities concerned to facilitate in bringing those medical goods. Prithvi Subba Gurung has been reappointed as the Chief Minister of Gandaki Province today. Province Chief Sita Kumari Podel reappointed him as Chief Minister as per the constitutional provision. Chief Minister Gurung has been sworn in by the Province Chief today itself at the presence of Province Assembly Speaker Netranath Adhikari and other officials. Now Chief Minister Gurung has to win the confidence of the Provincial Assembly within a month. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Teli nai majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The last right of Bagmati Province Assembly member and leader of the CPN UML Pasupati Chaulagai has been performed at Pasupati Aryaghat today. Late Chaulagai had passed away yesterday while undergoing treatment at Manmohan Hospital in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, issuing a statement today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli paid tribute to late Chaulagai and extended condolences to the grief-stricken family and relatives. The Election Commission has approved the voters' list for the by-election in Lumbini Province set for the 31st of May to elect a National Assembly member. The Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Srivastava also informed that the Commission has set the employee meeting centre at Ghurai Sub-Metropolis 15 as a voting centre. The ban on international flights to and from the Tribhuvan International Airport has been extended to the 31st of May. Issuing a notice, Nepal Civil Aviation Authority has informed the airline companies about prohibition on international flight from Nepal. However, the notice says as per the agreement between Nepal and India, air services between Nepal and India will continue. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip said the number of Palestinians killed in Israeli attack has now crossed 56, including 14 children and 3 women. At least 320 others have been wounded. Local sources said Israeli fighter jets bombed site belonging to Palestinian armed group in addition to security and police buildings. The fighting follows weeks of rising tension stoked by violent confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a site in Jerusalem that is holy to both Muslim and Jews. An independent review panel has found that there were serious failures by both the World Health Organization and individual government in the world's response to coronavirus pandemic. The report says without urgent change, the world will be at the mercy of another disease outbreak. To prevent another catastrophic pandemic, the report suggested key reforms, including the WHO having a Global Health Threat Council with the power to hold member states accountable, setting up a disease surveillance system to publish information without the approval of countries concerned, making vaccines public goods, and setting up a pandemic financing facility. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 9,305 corona infection cases and 168 deaths in past 24 hours. Health Ministry decides to set up oxygen plants in hospitals having more than 100 beds. International Nursing Day marked amidst pandemic. President Bidya Devi Bhandari praises nurses and their services. Prithvi Subba Gurung reappointed as Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, and at least 56 people killed in Israeli attack in Gaza Strip. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.